The following message is from Call to Worship, a one-hour program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with inspirational comments. This podcast is the devotional portion of the radio broadcast. Here with our message is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
Sing praise to God. As we look into singing praise to God, it's not only important that we praise Him, but that we sing our praises to Him. Music is a vehicle of worship. And God knows our hearts. He knows that some have the ability to sound more melodious than others. I really appreciate the fact that all our praises are a sweet-smelling savor to Him. I've heard some refer to Psalm 100, the first verse, joyful noise, as in just that, noise. Although there is some humor in that, it is probably referring to a very happy shout. And when you compound that joyful shouting times 50 persons, 100 or more, joyfully shouting, that would be heard by some as a joyful noise. Take a look at Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. Psalm 66. Make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of His name. Make His praise glorious. Say unto God, how terrible art Thou in Thy works! Through the greatness of Thy power shalt Thine enemies submit themselves unto Thee. All the earth shall worship Thee, and shall sing unto Thee. They shall sing to Thy name. Selah. Hebrews 13. For here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. By Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. Psalm 69. I will praise the name of God with a song, and will magnify Him with thanksgiving. Just listen to the proclamation of the seven angels from Revelation 15. And they were singing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb. Great and marvelous are Your works, O Lord God, the Almighty. Just and true are Your ways, O King of the nations. From Psalm 7, I will thank the Lord because He's just. I will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. Psalm 30, You have turned for me my mourning into dancing. You've loosed my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness, that my glory may sing Your praise and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks to You forever. From Psalm 47, sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises unto our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. 2 Samuel chapter 22, the Lord lives. Praise to my rock, my God, the rock of my salvation. Be exalted. He is the God who pays back those who harm me. He brings down the nations under me and delivers me from my enemies. You hold me safe beyond the reach of my enemies. You save me from violent opponents. For this, O Lord, I will praise You among the nations. I will sing praises to Your name. You give great victories to Your King. You show unfailing love to Your anointed, to David and all his descendants forever. Just listen to our brother Paul as he reminds the Christians at Rome that Jesus is the hope of both Jews and Gentiles. Romans 15. Remember that Christ came as a servant to the Jews to show that God is true to the promises He made to their ancestors. He also came so that the Gentiles may give glory to God for His mercies to them. That is what the psalmist meant when he wrote, "For this I will praise You among the Gentiles. I will sing praises to Your name." And in another place it's written, "Rejoice with His people, you Gentiles." And yet again, "Praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles. Praise Him, all you people of the earth." And in another place, Isaiah said, "The heir to David's throne will come, and he will rule over the Gentiles. They will place their hope in Him. I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in Him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. And finally, James chapter 5, is any among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing praise. Folks, as we sing praises, making melody in our hearts to the Lord, it helps take our thoughts and minds off all else and to set our affections on Him. May God help us to keep that perspective. Amen.
The Call to Worship program is a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. To hear the entire program, visit us online at calltoworship.us.